So, you have an Independence Day sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I was thinking we call it Independence Day Resurgence.
Uh-oh, does that mean what I think it means?
There's gonna be a resurgence.
That's what I thought it meant. Man, it's gonna be cool to see Will Smith back in action.
Actually, I've already heard from his team that he won't be available for this, but since this movie takes place 20 years after the first one, I figure his son could be a character.
So we try to find someone who matches his charm and charisma.
No, that sounds like a lot of work.
Better just not do that, then.
So anyway, since the events of the first movie, humans have reverse-engineered alien technology, so now they have cool ships and moon bases and stuff.
So this doesn't resemble our current planet?
That's right, the first movie had this relatability, you know? This is our planet being attacked, so let's remove that crucial ingredient, I figure.
Well, I hope people are gonna be pumped to watch uncharismatic people try to save unrecognizable Earth.
Fingers crossed. So we're gonna meet this guy, Jake, who works on the moon, operating a space tug.
And what's this professional tugger's deal?
Well, he's engaged to Patricia, the daughter of President Whitmore from the first movie, and she works for the current president, and they both used to be pilots with Dylan, who's Will Smith's son.
Crazy that they're all connected like that.
Yeah, you can write whatever you want on these things. So one day on the moon, a big orb shows up.
Oh.
So they freaking shoot it immediately.
Yeah, you gotta shoot anything you don't understand. That's super important.
Yeah, so they celebrate a little bit and then get ready for another big celebration they're having the next day.
They're not gonna look into that orb at all?
No, they need to celebrate the 20th anniversary of that attack on the 4th of July.
Oh, but then the aliens are gonna attack again.
What's their deal about specifically attacking on Independence Day?
Well, that's the name of the movie, sir.
That is the name of the movie.
Wow, these aliens are great at brand consistency.
So a freaking spaceship the size of the Atlantic Ocean is gonna show up and surprise everybody.
Oh, they didn't see it approach?
No, because the human base on Saturn was destroyed, and also nobody looked up.
Oh, dang.
So this ship starts causing all kinds of destruction, and all the good guys, including Jeff Goldblum, are gonna fly through a bunch of CGI gibberish.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and sometimes it's gonna seem like the CGI thing they're in is gonna get hit by the other CGI stuff, but then it's not.
So cool. Can you imagine if the pixels touch the other pixels?
That'd be nuts. So then President Whitmore says he wants to get choked by an alien, because that's how they got some information in the first movie. Didn't that guy get choked out and die?
Actually, no. We're gonna find out he was in a coma for 20 years.
And so Whitmore's just okay with that?
Oh, yeah. The thing about this character now is that he's just itching to sacrifice himself heroically.
Oh, my God.
So they learn that the aliens have this giant queen they have to kill.
So does President Whitmore die or fall into a coma?
He doesn't, no. He's gonna have to wait for another opportunity to die heroically.
Oh, dang, that's so annoying for him.
He's also itching to give a big inspirational speech like in the first movie, so he just kind of starts talking loudly to a guy and people gather around him and listen in.
Very inspirational eavesdropping.
And now scientist guy is awake from his coma, so he's running around Area 51 trying to run everything and get information from the orb.
Wouldn't he be 20 years behind on all the alien technology they've developed?
Hey, shut up about that.
And wouldn't his muscles atrophy after 20 years of lying down?
Hey, shut up again. So he finds out that the space orb is actually the last living member of its species, and it traveled to Earth to teach us to fight the bad aliens.
This alien that had its whole species wiped out and got knocked out by humans at first contact is gonna teach them about survival?
That's what we're going with.
So now the humans decide they're gonna attack the alien, so there's gonna be a really cool space battle.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and now that humans have alien tech in their ships too, they're gonna be neck and neck with the aliens in the battle.
They have similar ships, are we gonna be able to follow that?
Oh, it'll be almost impossible. Just a total blur, it'll be nuts.
I guess that might be fun to watch.
And back on Earth, now that that orb is activated, the alien queen is able to track it and wants to destroy it.
Uh-oh.
But the humans come up with this master plan of baiting her with a decoy signal.
Master.
Oh, no, they come up with a genius plan of baiting her with a signal.
Genius baiting is tight.
Dodged a bullet there. So while she's distracted, one of the humans is gonna have to pilot a ship and blow her up.
Sounds like a job for the guy that can't wait to die.
You know it, sir.
So Whitmore steps up, and you can tell he's serious this time because he shaved his beard.
Nobody does hair removal unless they mean business.
Very true, sir. So he sacrifices himself, but the queen doesn't die.
Oh, well, at least he's not around anymore to see that he failed.
That's right, but he does succeed at destroying the ship, so now the queen is running around chasing a school bus full of children.
Why is there a school bus full of kids?
Well, Jeff Goldblum's father was driving around the whole movie picking up children.
What?
And he finds himself right in the middle of the action at the climax of the movie.
How does he get there?
Well, he just happens to be driving in the middle of the desert where the action's about to go down.
I mean, okay.
So then everybody shoots the alien queen a bunch of times, and she dies.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So yeah, the plan worked.
Well, wait, don't they have to deal with the remaining aliens? That's gonna take some work.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when the queen dies, all the other aliens die and the big ship flies away automatically.
Why would that be a thing?
Because that's how things work in blockbusters. Get all the way off my back about it.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a pretty good time. I just really wish we could have Will Smith in this.
Yeah, I know.
Really would have loved to have one of those Will Smith songs where he raps about what happened in the movie.
Yeah, Will Smith music is great.
Yeah, Will Smith slaps. But unfortunately, he's betting big on this other movie he chose to do instead of this one.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be great.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.